These are all glazed potteries. By the Tang Dynasty, the glaze became very developed, especially one type of the glazing called the Sun Cai, or the three-colored glazes. The glaze by this time, technically, are very mature. They have very, very strong bonding power, and they will not peel off easily, and they have very fresh, clear tone colors, very bright colors. These are the glazes which are made by the elements of metal added to the glaze that will bring out the reddish brown, or the green, or even the blue. Among this, you will see all kinds of patterns. By this time, they would even imitate the patterns in textiles. One of the things which is very special is about the marbleized surface, or what we call the marbleized glaze. On the very far end of the case, you will see this little pillow, which is a brown color, but has a very elaborate pattern. It shows this marbleized turning of the lines. They would use two kinds of clays, very dark clay and light clay. Then they would twist them so much, then they become mixed. Then they would cut them into thin slices to use them as a veneer onto the surface of the pottery. So the pattern doesn't go through the entire object. It's really a thin veneer on surface. And then they would apply the glaze on top, over that. After firing, it will stay on the surface, which will look like this very beautiful, exuberant pattern.